Hey everyone! Hon to with Daily News for Kids on October 25th, 2018. Now let's get to the news. Yesterday, two people were shot and killed at a grocery store near Louisville, Kentucky. A citizen with a permitted concealed weapon engaged with the shooter in the parking lot. The gunman told him, "Don't shoot me, I won't shoot you. Whites don't shoot whites." It is believed that the gunman tried to enter a predominantly black church 10 to 15 minutes before gunning down the two victims at the store. Sahle Wakzud is an experienced diplomat and now Ethiopia's first female president. Bitsa Mariga, chief of the staff to the prime minister's office, said, "In a patriarchal society such as ours, the appointment of a female head of state not only sets the standard for the future, but also normalizes women as decision makers in public life." Early Thursday, the sustained winds of Super Typhoon Yutu at 178 miles per hour passed through West Pacific Islands. It's the strongest storm to ever hit a U.S. territory and the largest storm of 2018. With overwhelming support from both Democrats and Republicans in Congress, President Trump signed legislation to help with the opioid crisis. It includes allowing more access to treatment through Medicaid coverage, creating recovery centers, dealing with prescription problems, and illegal drugs entering the U.S. At least 115 Americans die each day due to opioids. A new study suggests that bans on physical punishment for kids lowers the incidence of youth violence. Claudia Kappa, UNICEF's senior data specialist, said, "A child exposed to violence at home is very likely to use violence against peers in school." Thanks for listening to Daily News for Kids. You can find the sources for these headlines in the notes. If you like getting a daily recap of the news, please give us a follow.